Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream. Getting our nose right in there and having a good sniff around the Monday Scrum.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of the Monday Scrum because we are still on a high celebrating the big 250 for Woodsy. Congratulations, big dog.
No, thank you very much. It was a really good day and topped it off with a win. So very happy for myself and for my family and all my friends that come down to the game.
Do you have a big crowd there, Woodsy? How many people did you have come to the game?
I had 30 tickets. Nice. It was just good to sort of, you know, get all the friends and family that have been real close. We had a dinner last night as well and just thanked them for the support and, you know, for the rugby league rollercoaster, the highs, the ups and downs. So it was really good to see him hanging there and just to reward him and say thank you for coming to the game.
Did you get invited to that dinner, Em?
Did you get invited?
I didn't. No, did you?
Oh, no, I didn't.
No,
I
was going to just checking. Another Lawrence did. Chris.
Oh,
sorry.
Chris got invited.
If you got invited.
No, I didn't get invited, no.
And I didn't.
I was just checking whether you did.
I was
blow feeling
up
the
deluxe.
Same way.
I can't have the media at my dinner.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, come on.
Then
yeah.
It'd be sus because, you know, if you had a story, everyone would be thinking, we know where that came from.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
And Reddy does have loose lips.
Oh, yeah. And festered ones at the moment, too.
I was going to say, who is that, mate?
Yeah. What's on your lip?
It's falling apart anyway.
Stress.
Stress, man. Stressing out.
Stress. Anyway, what for? You lived the life.
Well, I did. I lived it a bit too large on the weekend, Em.
Oh, where'd you go?
We just had my soccer. Actually, I had a big weekend because my soccer team had its breakup Saturday night. Then Sunday, my 14-year-old had its under-14 soccer grand final.
Did he win?
Honestly, we were 1-0 down at halftime. Dominated the second half. Got to 1-1. Went to a penalty shootout. I said none of the kids were keen on taking penalties. I said to my son, you are taking one. He got up there, took the first one, put it over the bar.
Oh.
But he didn't cost us. We lost in the penalty shootout.
So Matt Monday
badly.
For the boys today.
Mad Monday today. They're out and about. Yeah, the 14-year-olds cutting loose. Yeah,
what do you
lost.
Say to him after missing
nah,
that?
I said, good on you. Good on you for taking it.
At least he had the balls
takes
to take
of,
it.
Exactly. Yeah. A lot of guts to do that. But they played really well. Yeah. Anyway, it's a bit sad. I'm the coach.
Big. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it was a big weekend all around.
It was a big weekend, yeah.
There
it was good
go.
Fun.
And how was your weekend, Emma?
Yeah, so
I had a good week. I had a little tour of Queensland.
Ooh,
yeah,
my old stomping ground.
Yeah, it was very nice with my new in-laws.
Did I hear you say you wouldn't mind moving up there? Sorry.
Yeah, so I could.
Did we hear new in-laws? What's happening there?
New man.
Wow.
Went and visited
congratulations.
The,
yeah, I thought you were glowing today.
Yeah, thanks.
Where'd you hang out?
We stayed in Brizzy for 2 nights and then up to the Sunshine Coast.
Mm.
Beautiful part of the world, Sunshine Coast.
Yeah.
Lovely.
My mother-in-law lives up there.
Beautiful. It was really busy even at this time of the year.
Yeah, it's
I
a good
can't
spot.
Imagine in school
it's a very
holidays.
Good spot. Yeah, and you were at Sunshine Beach or something, weren't you? Oh.
Where's that? Is that near Noosa?
Mate, that's
the
just
next
south,
one.
South yeah. of Noosa. It's where Pat Laughter lives.
That's
lifestyle
I've been past
the rich and famous.
Yeah, we were
up there.
Hanging out with all the big dogs.
Yeah, of course.
Speaking of big dogs, you got a special message from Gus Warren.
Yeah, big Gussie and Hugh Jackman just sent me a photo. He said, good luck today and thank God you're not playing against Manly because he's a mad Manly supporter. So. Yeah, pretty honoured.
He'd be enjoying life at the moment, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
As a Manly fan. They're going good.
Yeah. They're going.
Well,
just
Gus,
like the...
Hey, Gussie's flying.
Is he?
Chooks man.
Oh, that's
yeah,
true.
He's
flying.
So who's not flying? The West Tigers.
Oh, good segue.
That was horrendous, wasn't it?
Oh,
but
terrible.
I tell you what, of all people, James Tamo is someone who keeps his cool. I've never really seen him lose his cool. And we had an incident on Saturday night.
You can go. Off you go. 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 You are sent. No. Sent.
So that was right at the end. They'd already, I think,
so with that, did he get, he got 10 in the bin and then, because he kept going sent.
Then he got sent for the last minute.
That's just frustrating. Like, I've played a lot of rep footy with Jimmy. I'd never played with him at Tigers. I was obviously gone by the time he got there. He was my roommate for New South Wales. Totally out of character.
Mm.
But, you know, it's similar to something that we said the other week on this show, like Nathan Cleary, you know, just because you're a good bloke doesn't mean you get off your suspension, you know. That they're referees. Referees are a main part of our game. And you know, we're their role models. We're role models for young kids. And then young kids on a weekend got to play the game. And that's just not a way you conduct yourself with referees. You cannot swear at a referee. You know, there's times in games where you really get frustrated and you struggle, but... You can't take it out on the referee. And, you know, I love Jimmy. He's a good mate of mine, but that's just a massive no-no.
And he was very apologetic. Let's take a listen to what he had to say. Good on him. He still fronted up to the media conference after the match.
Well, I apologise for my actions towards Ben Cummins, mate. They do a terrific job. I obviously directed at him. The frustration got the better of me. The emotions got the better of me. And I'll wear any criticism. I'll be accountable towards my actions. Probably took the easy way out instead of shaking their hand and looking them in the eye. Mate, I've got to wear that now all week, wear the criticism. I've got four kids at home and now, and that's how they're going to see how their dad act. Yeah, I've let a lot of people down.
It's all around Smith. Go on. Rubbed out for 4 weeks for putting it up a referee earlier this year. You're worried it'd be a crummy way to go out if you're not going around next year.
I actually didn't think of that until late. Someone just sort of mentioned it and, yeah, my heart sort of dropped. My heart did drop. So, again, I've got to be accountable for my actions. You know, like you said, it'd be a tough way to go for a game that has given me a lot and, you know, I've dedicated my body to. So, yeah, it's just something I'll have to deal with, mate.
It's hard listening to that. I almost feel sorry
for
him.
Good on him for fronting up. He's been charged with grade three contrary conduct, but they're going to fight the charge at the judiciary Tuesday night. So if he can manage to get it downgraded, then there's a chance Jimmy will get one more game. But at the moment, as it stands, he'll face 2 weeks and he won't play again.
I reckon it's unreal how he fronted up. He could have done an easy way out and just tried to lay low. But, you know, captain of the club, obviously he got frustrated. He said things he probably shouldn't have said, but he owned all his decisions. You know, he said he's a father of four and, you know, he instantly regretted what he said, but he didn't back away and didn't shy away from the fact that, yeah, he stuffed up. But at the same time, he put his hand up. So, look, I don't know what his record's like prior to that, but, yeah, if he can get it downgraded, he might only miss 1 week and, you know, hopefully, I don't know if he's playing again next year. If he can get
he said a few weeks ago, he was up for media and he said, it's looking like I'm going to be heading overseas. He said nothing confirmed, but.
Well, if he gets off, we can get him send off, you know. But
get one more game in.
Yeah, well, that's it. Yeah, they got the last game at Leichhardt Oval as well.
You're right, Woodsy. I mean, he's a good bloke, and that shouldn't factor into the, you know, the charge. It never does.
But, no, it doesn't.
But you'd like to think that he'd get off on his own merits and be able to get that send off, just because he's a good bloke who's given a lot to the game for a long time.
That's what we were saying about Cleary too. What people got lost in the conversation was it wasn't just because he's a good bloke. Cleary had prior charges.
Yeah.
I don't know if Jimmy's got prior charges because it all got scrapped at the start of this year and we started from a clean slate.
Yeah.
Whereas Cleary had that charge at the start of the year for the hip drop on Walters.
Yeah.
I don't know what Jimmy's got. So if he can get it downgraded, you know, I think two a week is a fair charge for you can't swear at a ref and call an incompetent. So, you know, hope Jimmy gets off. But if he doesn't, you know, it's a right decision by the NRL.
Reedy, how can the panel there on the Tuesday night, not as humans, not be influenced by things like hearing that audio?
Well, I mean, that's the job. The job is to not be influenced by it.
It's hard not to.
Does that mean every player comes out after they do something bad and just apologize. Says some heartfelt apology so they always get them on side?
You can never be completely neutral, really.
Well, they've got Jeff Ballew there with them, who's the judiciary chairman, who sits in the meetings with them and obviously controls the whole process. And then I think when they go off to deliberate, he's in the room with them as well. So I'm sure Jeff will be doing his best to make sure they take emotion out of it. Mm. But you're right. I mean, I suppose those blokes probably don't have a connection to Jimmy, so it's a bit different. They're distant from him. Like, obviously, you know, Woodsy play with him, and we've covered him throughout his career and had a bit to do with him, but those blokes are sort of detached from it, you would think. So,
what's that? So who would be on the judiciary panel for this one?
Well, it rotates. There's a group of people who are on
it. Three of them, isn't it?
That's two now.
Two now. Okay.
Two now, and if it's one all, the chairman, then Jeff Ballew gets a say.
Okay.
So, I'm sure there's some emotion in it, but he'll be judged, I'm sure, on just what he said.
Yeah, so if he then is able to play, it'll be Leichhardt Oval against the Raiders in the final round. Wow. So the Raiders now somehow still in the hunt to make the eight after that win over Newcastle yesterday. So as it stands right now, the Raiders in ninth on 26 points. That's just one win outside the eight. So you've got the Broncos, Rabbitohs and Roosters all on 28. So would it be safe to say if they're jumping anyone, it's the Broncos? Can you really see?
Well, the for and against is plus 21 and the Raiders are minus 25. They're probably the closest side that you could get to. And I think the Broncos have Parramatta and then they play us, the Dragons, last week at Oakey Jubilee. So that could be a massive game in the scheme of things. I think
South's have got a tough draw in, though. South's have got...
So do Roosters. They play each other last round.
Well, Roosters play Melbourne South. South play... Who are South?
Cowboys South.
Cowboys. And then Cowboys, they've got Roosters. So I think the Raiders are well and truly alive.
Raiders have got Tigers and
Manly.
Manly
Tigers.
Yeah. So that's two games they should win. Yeah.
The way Manly are going and the Tigers. So I think the Raiders are well and truly alive. Look, I don't think they can do any damage if they get there. But
I still think, mate, Roosters can win the comp out of the four, Reedy.
You think so? Yep. We're going to get to that later. Don't ruin the running order. I got a little bit excited.
If you were to pick the top eight now, though, who drops out?
I reckon Canberra will get in there. I don't know who it's for, but I think Canberra will force their way in.
I reckon for Brisbane or Souths. Either Brisbane or Souths will drop out.
You have to pick one.
Brisbane. I reckon it comes down to our game against Brisbane last round.
Yeah.
It'll come down to that.
Yeah, potentially.
And you know, our boys will be fired up as well because there's a lot of ex-Brisbane Broncos players.
And you know Hook will be fired up.
He was very fired up last time we played against him. Yeah, well, just you get, come up against your old club.
Yeah.
It's one game you want to win. And, you know, Josh Maguire's last game in the NRL.
Yep.
Yeah.
We've got Ben Hunt. Obviously, Andrew McCulloch, touch and go with how he pulled up with his knee. You know, Jaden Sua, Francis, heaps of guys in our team that have played for the Broncos. So
does Hook say anything, or you can just tell that he's
just his aura, you know, and it's going to be our last game. So it'll be one that he'll, you know, when you're a side outside the eight, you always lick your lips when you first teams that are in the eight because we can chance our arm a little bit.
Well, not the Tigers.
Oh, yeah.
They put the Q in the rack.
Yeah, but we can chance our arm a bit with, you know, no ramifications where they really need to win, so they've got to stick to the game plan for the whole time.
I would say, though, Canberra's the one worry I've got for Canberra is they're a bit all over the shop as well. I mean, they only just scraped by Newcastle at the weekend. It's not as if they're flying at the moment. But they're two games really they should win. I mean, Manly are in all sorts. I don't know what's going on there. They've disintegrated. And we saw the Tigers. So they're two games.
Right, Tigers
Canberra
back at Lockhart
really win.
At Lockhart Oval, last
game
happen.
Potentially for Jimmy, some other guys. Brooksy, maybe last game.
No, he's still another year on a contract, mate.
Okay, sorry.
No, but Reedy's already sent him to the Knights. On a swap with
the Knights.
Brazil.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it was too. Yeah.
Any word on that?
No word. No, okay. Nothing doing. So
just a verbal barrage for some people.
I think the Raiders are a show, but they've got to win their last two, obviously.
But what happened to the Broncos over the last month?
I don't know.
You know, I'll tell you what. It's after Origin. Origin's the hardest thing you got to get up for. You know, I played 5 seasons of Origin, and it wasn't until probably the fourth and fifth the emotional rollercoaster you go through for that 6 weeks. And these are young players, so like you know they got all the. Payne Haas, he's been in it for a couple of years.
He's been off the boil, hasn't he?
Yeah, but and he's got his contract talks as well. Yeah. It's a lot of things to go through the mind of a young player. They've lost Patrick Carrigan.
No, that hurts him losing Patrick Carrigan.
Is the Wally Lewis medal. He's the best player in the whole tournament. So it's a hard thing to back up for. Flegler was in and out. He was 18th man, you know. It's the emotional rollercoaster that
Katoni
takes
Katoni got dropped, didn't
Katoni
he?
Katoni got dropped. And like, no disrespect to Katoni Staggs. Look at the footy he was playing before Origin 1. And he's been pretty quiet since. And it's just a real hard thing to back up from because you're at such a high, you come at the club level, which not a low, but it's not everyone's on, the attention's not on you. Then you go back to Origin, it's really high, and you come back, you just plateau a bit. And that's why the sides like Melbourne and Penrith are incredible for being able to bounce through that period and win so many games like they have.
It'll be a massive disappointment for the Broncos if they miss the eight, given the year they've had.
That'd be huge. We'll talk about them top four two weeks ago.
Exactly. So if they miss the eight now from where they were, I mean, it's just, it would be devastating for them, I reckon.
Yeah. And what about the Roosters then? You said, Woodsy, you reckon if anyone can win the comp from outside the top four, it's them.
Oh, man.
Like, everything's just clicking all at once. They had a tough run with injury and suspension earlier in the year.
Yeah, but for
everything's just clicking.
The biggest thing for the Roosters, since they've signed Matt Lodge,
you
know, I think he's gave Jared Waerea-Hargreaves a new lease on life. Mate, Joseph Manu, the footy he's been playing this year has been absolutely incredible. You look at their two wingers, Suwali, then Daniel Tupou, and then you got the fullback Tedesco. As a team playing against them, you don't even want to kick to them. Mm. I was on the weekend, the Tigers were trying to kick for touch because you don't want to get those blokes with the ball in their hand. And then, look, this week or next week, I think they get Siwa Takiaho and Lindsay Collins back. Yeah. You know, Egan Butcher scored 4 tries on the weekend. Crichton's playing out of his skin. Luke Keary's back to his best. And Sammy Verrills, he's been an unsung hero in that side. And I haven't even mentioned Victor Radley yet.
Yeah.
Mate, their side is absolutely incredible. And, you know, they're just going from strength to strength. And I think these next 2 weeks will tell us if they can win the comp. If they get through these two sides, I have no doubt that they will be in the frame and win this competition.
Plus, they still have Lindsay Collins to come back, who should be back this week, I think, and Siwa Takiaho.
Yes.
I don't think they can win it.
Oh, okay.
I don't think they can win it because if they finish bottom of the eight, Woody's shaking his head. They finish bottom of the eight.
Well, just because history says you can't do it.
They've got to win 4 games in a row. And I reckon this is the best top eight we've had for as long as I can remember.
The quality of the teams in it. It's a well-deserved top eight.
So if you don't finish in the top four, like potentially you've got to travel. You're going to have to travel to Townsville. You're going to have to travel to Penrith potentially. Potentially just to make the grand final. You're going to have to beat one of those two
teams. So they're having a semi-final at Penrith?
Yes.
So they're not having it at Homebush?
No, they get to Penrith, don't they?
No, you don't know. It goes to the biggest stadium, yeah.
Okay.
For round one, though, get...
Yeah, no, you don't. Not for the Sydney sides.
Well, the Cowboys never leave Townsville.
Yeah, so the Sydney sides use the bigger stadiums. They'll probably use the new
SCG. Is it round two or three of the finals that goes to that, though?
No, well, when we were at Sharks, we can't finish...
Yeah, the Sharks, you're,
you don't count.
That stadium doesn't count because it's rubbish.
You're kidding. It's a great stadium.
No, it doesn't. I don't even know if they can host a final in round one. I spoke to the... Dino today. Dino Mizzatesta, the CEO.
I think Penrith they won't be at Penrith.
No, because there's an issue now with Cronulla where you've got to have two dressing sheds because of the women's games.
Yeah, that issue was there when I was there before. Yeah.
And what happened? Did you play a final?
No, we weren't able to play there, no.
Exactly. So you've still got the same problem. Okay? But what I'm saying is, you may have to go, say, through Penrith, at Penrith, through North Queensland, travel to Townsville to get to the grand final. And that's ruling out potentially playing South in round one of the finals. I mean, imagine if they've got to play South 2 weeks in a row. Then they win that. Then they might have to go up against Melbourne in Melbourne because you would have to travel to Melbourne. It's too hard for me. It's far too hard. Can't be done. Possible.
Only time will tell, Reedy.
I can't wait till they win the comp or till they're in the grand final at least and we clip up this little segment.
But they are playing good footy, to be fair. Really good footy.
You know what I think more than it?
What do you think, Em?
Anything. From speaking to them, like, it doesn't really matter.
Everyone said they couldn't win the comp 2 years in a row.
The way they're talking, the belief, I haven't seen that in them in the last couple of years.
Mate, any team with Tedesco and Joseph Manu in it, in the same side, good luck.
Yeah. And that again, I'm saying you've got to win four games in a try. You're also going to get through that period injury-free.
Yep.
Right? And in a higher intensity, higher physical, more physical game. So they've probably got the next – you've really got to factor in for them. It's 6 weeks of finals footy.
Yep.
Because they've got 2 weeks coming up, which are effectively finals
games for them. I think
they've
got the right coach, and he knows –
He's a great coach.
Yeah, but he's heavy on that sports science. He knows how the players work and all that. I reckon they'll be right on it. And they would have been looking forward to this.
Can I say they're not even guaranteed to play finals
footy. I know, yeah. Well, they're one of the 28 points. Yeah.
If they lose this week to Melbourne, and Melbourne have found a bit of touch again.
Oh, I like Melbourne too, I think.
And then they've got to play South the last round. What one of those? That might be a game to decide whether those two teams actually make the finals.
What about Cameron Munster?
Good player, isn't he? Good player. Goes good.
Career best form.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Do you reckon Redcliffe would want to play him fullback now?
No, I don't think so. Because they've signed. I think they've got a fullback in mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, were you about to give away some details?
Reedy's Mal.
No. You know him quite well, actually. We'll get round to it.
Okay.
Okay. Well, let's get straight into your segment. Read about it. Read about it. Reedy's Mail. All right. I'll just say hello to Maroon over there. I was a bit distracted. Dell and Maroon, I don't know what those two are. They're getting up to a bit of mischief over there.
Dell just keeps putting his phone up. You don't know what's happening over there.
Dell's in a mood today.
Oh, yes,
What's your first
I went to South today. They had their open media session. I had a chat with Luttrell. He's a great bloke, Luttrell. Love him.
Isn't he in like a really good headspace?
Oh, he's amazing. He's in a great space and he's become the ultimate showman, actually. He was really good on that saying, we as rugby league players need to be more entertained. Realise it's the entertainment business. Realise people are paying tickets and players need to express more of themselves. But I asked him about the World Cup, actually. End of the year, the World Cup. He's desperate to go to the World Cup.
Oh, mate, he's your first centre picked.
Wants that number. He said, I want the number 3 jersey. Tell Big Mel, I'm keen. Wants to go. Obviously missed Origin. And, you know, Luttrell, he's ready to go. Ready to go to the World Cup. So that's good news for Mel Meninga. So let's move on from that because that didn't get a lot of feedback from you guys.
No, what do you mean? No, we're distracted. Is Turbo?
No, Jack Whiten?
Yeah, I'd have Jack Whiten. Jack Whiten and Latrell Mitchell.
Val Holmes had a great Origin series.
Well, I reckon Val's the best winger.
Yeah, but I think the wingers will be Suwali and Adakar.
Yeah, yeah. It's such a good our outside backs are unbelievable for Australia.
But it's good news for Mel because, I mean, Luttrell's obviously missed some rep footy this year, and I'm sure he'd obviously be in the thick of the selection.
Well, you look at last year, he single-handedly destroyed Queensland.
Mm.
We had our biggest ever win against them by 50 points,
yeah,
and then we backed it up by 40 the second Origin.
Yeah,
we don't have him this year, we don't win the series.
He said winning a World Cup's on his bucket list, one of those items you want to tick off, so that's good news for Australia.
This is a question without notice, but would you say that Cleary or DCE is a front runner for the halfback spot?
I'd say DCE, only because he's captain as well. He proved in the Origin series, you know, when the big games are there to be stand up, he delivers. And I just think his combination with Munster and Ben Hunt, I think Ben Hunt will be our nine and Harry Grant will be off the bench. I think the spine just picks itself.
Well, I reckon they'll both get a run in the pool games.
Yeah, definitely. I think Cleary will be in the squad, 100%.
Yeah, oh, he will be. But I think they'll both get a run and then Mal will make a call after that. I mean, what hurts DCE is they're going to miss the finals. They've had a rubbish end of the year.
It doesn't bother Mal. Mal sticks to loyalty. He sticks to blokes that have done it in the past.
Do you reckon the loyalty counts because I think the last test was 3 years ago.
Doesn't matter. He was our captain. Like, he was the vice captain of that one when Boyd Cordner was captain. And Mal's really big on loyalty and he'll stick with him.
Well, he even said that with Ado Carr. Like, when I think that week that he got dropped from the Blues and I don't know, was it you that interviewed Big Mal?
No, I did interview him, but I didn't ask him about Ado Carr.
You missed a story there.
Speaking of halfbacks, Lachlan Ilias.
Oh, what a segue.
Well, how good's his turnaround been?
He's been very good, yeah. I'll tell you what, he's a lovely kid. You spoke to him.
Yeah.
Lovely young fella.
He was a Tigers junior.
Mm.
Really?
Let's not bring that up. The poor
His
Tigers
family
fans.
Still live at Five Dock, I believe.
Oh, yeah, they do. They hang the South flag up off their balcony occasionally. Arthur Ilias. Arthur's a good man.
Good on him.
So I expect a decision on his future this week. I think the club's just waiting for Braith Anas, his manager. They're expecting Braith to come back to them this week. They've made an offer to him, contract extension. Look, I expect he'll stay, Lachlan Ilias, so we might get a result this week. They've been talking, Lachlan's been talking, and Braith's been talking to the club for a while about extending his deal, got 1 year left.
No, I think he should be a long-term halfback there. It's a very big shoes to fill with Adam Reynolds, and you've seen how good and how much Adam's turned Brisbane Broncos around.
Yeah.
And for what Lachlan's done this year, he's obviously had one bad game where he got hooked. Happens to every player. Yeah. You know, it's not, you know, you don't go in the field to play bad, but I don't even think he played that bad that night, to be honest with you. But the way he's handled himself since then, he's been outstanding.
They're desperate to keep him, Woodsy, but they're juggling a bit of it.
It's because balance out. Cookies off contract.
Cookie, Latrell,
yeah.
Cody Walker, Cody. They're all coming off at the end of next
year.
Can
they keep them all?
Well, I think they can. I think they think they can.
Someone like Cookie have to take a cut?
I reckon the players will just have to get down there, and I reckon they should just speak between themselves.
Yeah.
They all want to keep each other and getting that the window of being able to win a comp, they need those four together.
Yeah.
And finally, a good mate of yours, Woodsy, actually, Matt Lodge.
Oh, yeah, Lodgy. What's
happening
with
him? He's up against the Storm this week. Roosters v Storm.
That's his ex-club.
Very interesting. It was not only is his ex-club, but he was very, very close to going back there.
Oh, this year?
When he was weighing up between it was the Roosters and Storm. I think he spoke to Craig Bellamy a couple of times, Lodgy. But it went to the leadership group of the Storm as to whether they bring him back or not. Got very close to going to Melbourne. Ended up obviously going to the Roosters, and he's been unbelievable for the Roosters.
Were they happy for him to go there? Like, did Melbourne, when it went to the leadership group, did they say no?
I don't think everyone was
really
on board.
In favour of it. I don't think everyone was on board. But, you know, it was very close to happening. As I said, he spoke to Craig a couple of times, I believe, about actually going back there. So
I honestly think the Roosters' power game suits Lodgy.
Hmm.
And, you know, at times Lodgy can probably think the pass too much or offload. And I think Robinson just, mate, you get over the advantage line, just get quick play of the balls. We've got blokes like Manu, Tedesco, Suwali, Tupu, you just get your quick play balls and let them play off the back. And I think that is just suited him. And that's why the Roosters are going so well.
I mean, the big bit now is whether they keep him for next year. And that's obviously, he had a notional value put on him this year by the NRL.
Is that how much he's worth?
It was 20 grand a game, they said. So obviously, whatever the Roosters are paying him, whatever, I don't think it's that much.
Mm.
But his value in the salary cap's a lot more than that. I think his value for, it ended up being about $18,000 a game. But I don't think there's a notional value put on him next year, so it makes it a lot easier if they want to keep him because he's obviously been paid out by the Warriors.
Yep.
So he's got his money for next year from the Warriors. So, look, I think the Roosters are keen to keep him if they can, and Lodgy's keen to stay. So that's a good starting point.
So the Roosters can just pay him peanuts because he's still got that Warriors money.
Well, I think
money,
there's obviously a minimum like, you've got to pay him.
Yeah,
a minimum
but
wage.
He can
but
no, get minimum.
Is that for next year as well?
I think for next year the notional value doesn't count.
I was going to say, so they could pay him anything next year.
Potentially, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so it depends what Lodgy wants to stay for and how.
He's got a new place over in Northern Beaches, doesn't he?
Yeah, up at Bayview, I think it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Got a boat. Goes off the.
Yeah, I think he's got two boats.
Two boats.
Two boats.
Well, he has got some payouts over the years.
He's done well, Lodgy.
Well, he's got a third kid on the way, yeah, I believe, kid. Too.
Really?
So.
Yeah, he's got a third
Life's
one on the
good,
way.
Isn't it?
He's going good.
Yeah, he's a good fella. He's been great for the Roosters, a great pickup for them. So
it's a good club for him. He needs some strong leaders around him, and he's a very big rugby league head as well.
Yep.
And he's got a lot of ideas in his head. And I think what going to that club and having blokes like Cleary around you to just say, mate, this is your job. Don't have to worry about everyone else's job. I think that's really suited him.
Does he watch as much footy as you watch?
Yeah, we talk about it all the time.
Do you?
Yeah, he loves it.
Yeah.
We probably watch the same amount of footy.
Really? Look,
that was a good article from you reading.
Well, Woodsy's obsession with watching games.
I haven't seen the article. Oh. Where do I find
it? What about the support?
I'm only joking. One of the greats, Reedy.
Shouldn't you send it to Woodsy and check that he's okay with the article?
He trusts me.
Well, I haven't had no bad comments yet. Only a couple on Instagram that bagged me about it. But other than that.
There's always some kind.
Actually, I spoke to the South blokes today about Jackson Paulo.
Man, that's a joke. Absolute joke.
It's so bad.
You don't go out in the field to stuff up and it does my head in. Like, I've seen people out and they go, oh, mate, can you score a try this week? You're playing this. I'm lucky to score one try a year. You're an idiot for putting that bet on.
Yeah.
And just because you put a bet on doesn't mean we're like trying to lose a game.
Yeah.
Mate, if players are losing games, they kid themselves. They're going out there to win every game possibly they can. And sometimes your preparation, sometimes it's just, you can't, doesn't, whatever you do, it doesn't distract you from what you do on the field. It's so hard.
Yeah.
And to give him death threats, it's an absolute joke.
Yeah.
They're not fans.
I think there's a bit of talk that it's with the police, but I don't think it's actually progressed that far yet. It may. It depends whether Jackson wants to go down that path. But at the moment, I don't think it's gone. I contacted the police.
I'm so sorry for him, mate. It's an absolute joke.
Well, he looked quite. Actually, I watched a bit of training. He looked in a pretty good place. And speaking to the South blokes, they said he's in a pretty good mood. He's reasonably upbeat. They put their arms around him, obviously,
That would be my one tip for a young player coming in NRL, just don't have social media for the first few years.
Yeah.
You just got to enjoy it. I remember when I first came through first grade, it wasn't really big. It was only really like Facebook.
Yeah.
And you couldn't really say too much.
15 years ago.
That's a long time.
No, long
Twitter,
time ago.
No Instagram. When Woodsy started.
But honestly, it's just changed completely. Like, anybody can reach out to you. And sometimes, like, you got 12-year-old kids saying some bad things to you. So that's probably the most disappointing thing. But you know, as a player, you just got to worry about what you do and all you want to do is impress your teammates, and that's
all
you
Mitch
worry about.
Well, Mitch Moses got criticism, but the kids were 15 and 16.
Yeah.
That's just amazing.
It's ridiculous. And like I said to you, mate, you know, some people have big egos and that, whatever, on a footy field, but off the field, they're completely different people.
Yeah.
You only see them for that whole 80 minutes of each week. You don't see what they're like, whether they're around their family. Some guys are that quiet off the field, but as soon as they cross that white line, they lose, a switch gets flicked in their head.
Mm.
So completely different people.
Yeah.
That your mail done?
That's it, yeah.
That was pretty solid.
We'll save the little tidbit that I mentioned before for a week or two.
Okay.
Down the track. Save them up.
Save it up.
All right, that was good. Can I just, before we go, give a shout out to the girls, because the first round of the NRLW season was incredible.
The Dragons girls
Roosters,
on fire.
Dragons won, and the Knights.
What about the young halfback for Newcastle?
Jesse Southwell.
Is that Hannah Southwell?
Hannah Southwell. Awful news. She has done her ACL.
Oh, no.
She's an absolute gun for the Roosters and for the Blues. So her World Cup hopes are over and obviously the rest of the comp. But her younger sister, Jessie, is only 17 and had to get an exemption to be able to play. Killed it. Absolutely killed it. And Joey was raving about her, just saying that he's done a bit of work with her up there.
And that was Newcastle's first win. They didn't win last season.
I watched a bit of that game.
They were awful.
The skill level's gone through the roof.
Oh, mate, how good is it?
Yeah.
Hey, we see the Dragons females train at training, and mate, girls like Keely Davis and that, unbelievable.
Do you ever have a mixed training session?
Or no, because I don't think they can come in at the same time as us with the COVID protocols, but they trained against our reserve grade side, and it was a really good battle, they said.
Really?
Yeah.
The Knights have recruited really well. They took Millie Boyle and Tamika Upton from the Broncos, so they would have loved getting one up over the Broncos yesterday. They got a few of the Roosters, Hannah Southwell, Yasmin Clydesdale.
She's her husband,
Adam Clydesdale.
Adam Clydesdale played for Canberra.
Yeah,
yep.
There you go.
She goes good back rower.
Yeah,
she's very good.
Good standard of footy.
It is. So I'm tipping. I'm going to put it out there early and say the Knights could be a smoky to take out the premiership.
Knights Dragons.
What odds we get there, Em? You got some odds for us?
I know, but we should get Joel Kane on.
We need a betting sponsor.
Yeah, can we? you work on that.
I'll work on that. Yeah.
Okay,
leave it with me.
Well, Woodsy, we'll see you on the field this week, game 251.
Hope so. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, we'll see you there. We'll read your gibber in the Daily Telegraph.
Yep.
And we'll see everyone next week on the Monday Scrum.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.